Henderson is a small city of about 30,000 people on the Ohio River. For most of the last 50 years, the city is run on coal power, and the coal is locally sourced. All of it comes from Western Kentucky coal fields from within a 30-mile radius. Henderson Mayor Steve Austin is giving a tour around downtown. He remembers growing up beside the plant.
I grew up within a few blocks of the power plant, plus we had a coal-burning furnace in the apartment house that we lived in. And when you'd go out to your car, it would have coal dust all over it, you know. And it would blow off once you drove, but you'd have coal dust was every place in the downtown area.
These days, the coal is burning a lot cleaner, but it's not burning as often. In the last 6 months, Henderson began purchasing most its electricity on the open market, only turning on the plant generators when necessary. The city is kind of unique in that it owns its own power plant, called Station 2. Historically, it's provided some of the cheapest electricity in the state and the region, but that's changing.
It's difficult to compete in the open market with this old of a coal-fired power plant.
The city pays the power company Big Rivers to operate Station 2. But earlier this month, Big Rivers cut its contract with the city, saying it's no longer profitable to keep them running the plant. Henderson historically has taken its cut of the power for the city and left Big Rivers to sell the rest on the open market. But right now, it costs about 33 times more to produce energy from Station 2 than it does to buy it on the open market. Now Henderson has to decide whether it wants to continue running the plant without Big Rivers or just close it down altogether.
So it's not practical. It doesn't look like it's going to be practical for Big Rivers, and it doesn't look like it's going to be practical for Henderson Municipal Power and Light.
All across the country, older coal-fired power plants are retiring. Glenn McGrath with the U.S. Energy Information Administration says market forces and technology are reshaping the country's energy grid.
There are a lot of retirements all over. Midwest appears to be particularly hard hit. Mid-Atlantic, too.
McGrath stressed that no plant closes for the same reasons, but similar forces are pushing coal out of the energy market all across the country. First, older coal-fired power plants like Henderson's use outdated technology. The old plants just aren't as efficient at converting heat into energy. Add on to that, the cost of keeping up with changing environmental regulations. Then, try and compete with the alternatives from wind, solar, and the glut of natural gas in the country.
There have been a lot of new natural gas plants built. So they're new, they're efficient, they're operating on a cheap fuel. So it makes a really tough and competitive environment for coal. And Henderson is facing that.
The decision of what comes next for the city of Henderson falls largely on one person, Chris Heimgartner, the utility manager for Henderson Municipal Power and Light.
And what you're seeing right now is a shakeout of the less efficient plants, and they're going offline. And Station 2 may be one of those. And then at the end of that shakeout period, however long it lasts, and it's probably only another couple of years, the plants that are left are going to be viable, from an economic point of view, coal plants.
For Henderson to keep operating the plant past 2023, it's going to cost between $50 and $70 million. But even after all those renovations, Heimgartner still sees coal as a gamble.
If you've got a coal plant that you're building today that's fully compliant with all of today's regulations, you could have a requirement for carbon capture and sequestration that would make the whole thing uneconomic.
Based on his research, Heimgartner doesn't see much of a future for coal power in the U.S.
I think coal as a part of our fuel mix for electric power generation is in long-term decline.
Kentucky's Public Service Commission is currently reviewing the Big Rivers' decision to terminate its contract. If they agree, the city has until next summer to come up with a plan. Heimgartner expects the city will buy energy on the open market or consider building a natural gas plant. I'm Ryan Van Velzer in Louisville.